KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have sunny skies and 24 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be clear today, a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, a proposal to give Atlantic High School students Apple MacBook Air laptop computers beginning with the 2014-2015 school year was approved by the Atlantic School Board during their meeting Monday night. The so-called one-to-one program will cost more than $625,650 over the course of 4 years, but the district got a jump start on paying for the plan thanks to the generosity of a local bank. Board President Christy Pellett read a letter from First Whitney Bank and Trust President and CEO Paul Goody, whereby Goody pledged their support of the proposal to enhance the academic success of the district's students.
First Whitney Bank and Trust has a long history of supporting our school system through the Booster Club, or direct financial support for athletic facilities and academic events like the annual Math Counts competition. We must continue to advance the success of our students if we expect our community to prosper. First Whitney Bank and Trust believes that partnerships between private business and our public entities are important and necessary for our community. Should the board agree that the one-to-one initiative is important, and if they are committed to see to its complete implementation, the First Whitney Bank and Trust will pledge $50,000 towards the first phase of the project.
And on behalf of the school board, Pellett thanked Goody and District Technology Coordinator Roger Warren for teaming together to form the public-private business partnership, which will make the program possible.
We too believe that partnerships with the private sector are important for our students, and we are deeply appreciative of their generosity both to our district and what they do in the community.
Warren said the official Apple quote came in at $25,000 less than what was expected. The Apple lease program runs $124,000 per year for the four-year contract, not including $90,000 worth of add-ons, and includes cases and software. Superintendent Mike Amstein had tentatively budgeted $160,000 per year for the program to make it a workable solution. Warren said the entire project would cost about $152,000 per year with a 2% loan rate. He also said with the board's approval, he can begin to solicit additional donations from businesses and individuals to help defer some of the costs, especially for the first year of the program. News time is 8:03.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
The Atlantic School Board Monday night accepted early retirement incentive requests from a dozen instructors and or staff members. Superintendent Mike Amstein announced the names.
Joanne DeArmond, Sue Riggs, and Sharon Ambrose, who you've already accepted their resignations prior to the offering of the early retirement plan. You also have Lori Fell, Deb Murphy, Nancy White, Bruce Hansen, Bev Schelling, Kathy Bradfield, Nancy Christensen, Janie Tyler, and Denise Sassy.
Amstein says as he looked at the names, he realized there was a lot of experience going out of the district, especially with most of the resignations coming from the Washington Elementary School. He said it will be difficult to replace those instructors, but it's a process the district has gone through before.
And we have to think back that at one time they were beginning teachers too. We want to congratulate them on a job well done and a nice career. These folks certainly have served their time in the district and done a good job in doing so.
In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved the appointment of Olivia Newberg, Secretary to the Superintendent, as Board Treasurer. They also approved by a vote of 3-2 a recommendation by high school administrators, the reducing of graduation credits from 52 to 48 beginning with the current junior class. Board members Dennis Davis and Phil Haskell voted against the motion. They said they were concerned with the rigor of the courses being offered and the possibility the district was dumbing things down or lowering the bar for future graduating classes. Board President Christy Pellett said she felt the same way at first, but became convinced that it would help level the field a little more for kids who are struggling but making an honest effort to graduate.
I said, we're going to lower this for everybody to help some who may not even be able to position themselves to get to the end point. But then when I heard Ms. Thurston talk about those kids that have, they fail two classes, and so that's four credits that they've got to make up versus two, and only being able to make two up in summer school. And when I went through, you look at the grade levels that have one F or two Fs, that's where the bulk of them are. We're looking at the juniors. There's 32 kids with two Fs or one F. So they've got to position themselves. They have to have those core classes there. And if we're talking about one or two electives making the difference between a diploma, they've done some work, probably some considerable work to get to that 48.
Amstein said the rigor of the classes are not impacted because they still have to meet the requirements of the Iowa core curriculum. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday five people were arrested over the past week or so. On Saturday, 24-year-old Kevin Damian Engels of Atlantic was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, interference with official acts, and driving under suspension. That same day, 29-year-old Aaron Michael Martison of Anita was arrested on a charge of interference with official acts. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail and later released, with Martison being released on $300 bond and Engels released on his own recognizance. Last Friday, Cass County deputies arrested 22-year-old Devin Allen Foots of Griswold on an Atlantic Police Department warrant, charging him with harassment in the third degree. Foots was later released on $300 bond. Last Thursday, 29-year-old Tiana Carrie Monreal Robles of Council Bluffs was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for violation of her probation. Monreal Robles remains in the Cass County Jail on $10,000 bond. And on April the 7th, 36-year-old Jared Mark Smith of Atlantic turned himself in to deputies on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for assault with injury. Smith was booked into the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $1,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department reports the arrest on Sunday of 28-year-old Summer Cole. Cole, who's from Atlantic, was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for contempt of court. The woman was booked into the Cass County Jail. And officials with the APD said no injuries were reported following an accident Friday afternoon at 5th and Chestnut Streets here in Atlantic. A vehicle driven by Randall Olson of Omaha was traveling east in the 100 block of West 5th Street at around 12:25 p.m. when the trailer portion of his vehicle struck a vehicle owned by Jolene Rocker of Atlantic that had been parked in the alley between Chestnut and Poplar. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,000. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, here on KJAN, a day of tributes and moment of silence will mark the one-year anniversary today of the Boston Marathon bombings. Three people were killed and more than 260 wounded when two bombs went off near the finish line of the race last year. That's where a flag-raising ceremony and a moment of silence will be held this afternoon. President Obama also will observe a moment of silence at the White House at 2:49 p.m. Eastern Time. Former Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi has been given a year of community service for tax fraud. He'll have to spend at least 4 hours a week at a center for the elderly. His lawyers had asked for the community service rather than a more restrictive house arrest. About a dozen RV trailers at a campground are destroyed. Trees and power lines are down, and power is cut to some areas of Mississippi. A storm barreled through the Mississippi Gulf Coast communities last night but did serious damage in Goshen, where there is widespread destruction at an RV trailer park. Forecasters say the storm was not a tornado, but straight-line winds of 50 miles per hour were packed with that particular cell that went through. News time is 8:10.
I told you this house was too good to be true. We haven't even been here a month, and the furnace won't start, the toilet keeps backing up, and the bathtub has a constant drip.
I told you I will fix everything this weekend.
No, that's what you said last weekend before the toilet broke. And remember the last time you tried to fix the furnace? Yeah, the fire department had to come, and we were the laughing stock of the whole town. Seriously, if you don't call Bob today, I'm going to stay with my parents.
Hi, this is Bob at Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, your local train dealer in Fontenelle. Let me help you keep the fire burning in your marriage and not in your basement by completing all those honey-do lists for you. No job is too big or small when it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing. Just call me at 1-877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in the funeral announcements, Daryl Duell Fisher, age 66, of Audubon, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Duell Fisher will be today at 10:30 at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Dedham. Sharp Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Richard Johnson, age 82, of Greenfield and formerly of Messina, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Memorial services for Richard Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Dr. Stacy Lynn Thompson, age 44, of Iowa City, the daughter of Mick and Judy Thompson of Exira, and her husband, Paul Hoffmeyer, both died Friday, April 11th, near Van Horn in an accident. A memorial service for Dr. Stacy Thompson will be held 3 p.m. today at the Good News Bible Chapel in Iowa City, with a celebration of life service tomorrow at the Exira Fellowship Church in Exira, beginning at 3 p.m. The Gay and Ziha Funeral Home in Iowa City has arrangements. Della Ann Smith, age 90, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Della Smith will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Ruth Anderson, age 90, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Ruth Anderson will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dan Clevis, age 79, of Atlantic, died Friday. Celebration of life services for Dan Clevis will be on Wednesday from noon until 3 p.m. at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, with words of remembrance at 1 o'clock. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Gene Young, age 78, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Gene Young will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Sheldon Howarder, age 85, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Celebration of life services for Sheldon Howarder will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John David Berger, age 47, of Harlan, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Memorial services for John Berger will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Christ of Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rosalind K. Dawson, age 76, of Earlham, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rosalind Dawson will be on Thursday at 2:30 at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Don Lynam, age 92, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday. Memorial services for Don Lynam will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Village in Indianola. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Jerry Lee Bice, age 52, of Des Moines and formerly of Griswold, died March the 18th. Memorial services for Jerry Bice will be on April 21st at 10:30 at the United Methodist Congregational Church in Lewis. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Henry Hayes, age 81, of Panora, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Per his wishes, Henry Hayes was cremated and no services will be held. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Marlene Robinson, age 78, of Oakland, died March 27th. Memorial services for Marlene Robinson will be held at a later date. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Louise Taylor, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Graveside services for Louise Taylor will be held at a later date at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Brayton. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.